Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. Scott Morrison's hosed down any suggestion he might resign in light of the Bell Report findings. The former PM's taken to social media to respond to the probe into his secret co-signing onto several ministerial portfolios during his time in the top job, saying any criticisms of his actions are made with the benefit of hindsight. He's also gone on to say he looks forward to continuing his work representing the electorate of Cook. The findings of the report into Scott Morrison's secret co-signing onto ministerial portfolios has been made public. Former High Court Justice Virginia Bell finding the secrecy surrounding the former PM's appointments during the height of the pandemic was corrosive of trust in government. Half a dozen recommendations have been made. PM Anthony Albanese is keen to get them implemented ASAP. A breakthrough in the search for the main suspect in the murder of Queensland woman Toya Cordingley. It's understood a 38-year-old man's been arrested in India. Miss Cordingley was found dead near Cairns in 2018. Queensland police issued $1 million reward earlier this month for information leading to the arrest of the man in question. And Aussie bargain hunters are tipped to spend over $6 billion these Black Friday sales, beating Boxing Day as our biggest shopping event. More than half of the country will be looking to snag a bargain over the coming days. But Paul Zara from the Australian Retailers Association says we need to shop smart before opening our wallets.
My advice always is to have a list, check it twice, do your research. The beauty about having digital information now is that we can research with a few clicks of our fingers, and that way you'll know you're getting the best deal.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.